Small startup businesses are seen as important parts of Vermont's economy, but according to government statistics, 1 in 5 fail after 1 year. With that in mind, VPR's Steve Zind checked on 3 new businesses he profiled last year to see how they're doing.
Let's start with the good news. One of the businesses was the Burlington Record Plant, which started pressing vinyl records last summer on Pine Street in Burlington. The idea was to give artists a chance to tap into the renewed interest in vinyl records by offering a boutique service that specializes in small runs of up to 500 records and customized service like multicolored vinyl. The company is in a small garage-like space. With the big overhead door thrown open on a hot summer day, the hum of the machines inside seems like an indication that business is good.
That has not been an issue. I haven't advertised one time.
Owner Justin Crowther is in constant motion as he talks, coaxing an oozing blob of vinyl from one machine and inserting it into the hulking steel press, which takes about 30 seconds to create a record. And while that's happening, he's trimming off the excess vinyl and inspecting a newly pressed record before sliding it into a paper sleeve. And on it goes.
I would love more than anything to make the records all day. There's some zen to the whole situation. And you get to physically look at every record that you're sending out.
But there's more to the business than running the record press. A drummer by trade, Crowther got help from the Small Business Administration.
I've had to teach myself to be a businessman because I'm an artist, you know, and I've just been approaching it with honesty.
Crowther says that means being upfront with customers when there are delays and other problems. He says the biggest challenge isn't sustaining the business financially, but keeping it from physically and mentally exhausting it.
It's been night and day, you know. I would wake up in the middle of the night thinking about the process and the steam pressure and the preform temperature, etc.
4 or 5 months ago, Crowther hired on a second person. And he's feeling that will help sustain him and the company as it enters its second year of operation. So that's the good news. The fortunes of the other two startups we profiled are more mixed. One was Ulu Boots, which was more like a re-startup. Scott Hardy began making the boots in 2002 when the company was based in Burlington. A few years later, he sold Ulu to a larger manufacturer, and eventually the line was discontinued. Last year, Hardy bought the brand back and started manufacturing the boots again. They were made in Southeast Asia, but the company was based in Vergennes. But mild and snowless weather created a weak market for winter wear and upended Hardy's plans to grow the business.
It changed the trajectory because of the winter boot sales. Stores were still full from all their other brands from the prior year. It just meant that this year was going to be an abysmal year, and really that meant that you had to wait another whole year before sales would pick up, provided this winter is a good winter.
So Hardy found a buyer for Ulu, a mid-sized Oregon manufacturer that will keep the brand alive, although without his involvement. He calls the outcome a base hit instead of a home run or a strikeout.
I still think of it as a success from the standpoint of revitalizing the brand. It was in a fragile state to have such a horrible winter.
Hardy, who also has a career investing in and consulting with other startups, says he's contemplating what he'll do next.
This is the most hardened instrument out there in the guitar world.
The third startup we profiled was Alpaca Travel Guitars. They were turning out rugged carbon fiber instruments from a storefront in Bethel until one day last spring. Jay Burstein was the head luthier for the company.
They one day came in, I think it was a Wednesday. We worked a day. At the end of the day, we were informed that was it. It was just boom.
According to the company's Facebook page, Alpaca Guitars has moved to Oregon. But there's nothing recent posted there or on the company's website. After several inquiries, owner Chris Duncan sent a message confirming the company had moved. We had a very hard time of it in Bethel, Duncan said, adding, we're currently setting up our production facilities here. He said the company hopes to be producing guitars again later this year. Duncan didn't respond to follow-up questions about why the company left Vermont. And there may be a silver lining here. Luthier Jay Burstein, who is still in Vermont, is making prototypes of his own travel guitar, made of hemp instead of carbon fiber.
It feels good, it plays good, sounds good.
Burstein hopes to create his own Vermont startup called Bug Out Guitars sometime in the coming months. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.